Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The first witnesses will be called today in the public corruption trial of former state treasurer Timothy Cahill, who's one of many expected to take the witness stand. Cahill is accused of spending public funds on state lottery ads in order to boost his campaign for governor in 2010. WBUR's Deborah Becker was in the courtroom yesterday for opening statements.
After seating the jury of 9 women and 7 men, attorneys for both sides laid out their cases. Assistant Attorney General Jim O'Brien told jurors that Cahill and his former chief of staff, Scott Campbell, quote, reached into the pocket of the state lottery and took almost $2 million to pay for lottery ads that Cahill hoped would benefit his 2010 campaign for governor. Campbell is being tried with Cahill on similar charges. Prosecutor O'Brien said in the first 6 months of Cahill's gubernatorial campaign, he was, quote, competitive and in the race. But O'Brien said by the summer of 2010, Cahill had dropped to a clear third place, behind incumbent Governor Deval Patrick and Republican Charlie Baker. So, O'Brien says, Cahill tried to regain his footing by running ads touting the lottery, which is overseen by the state treasurer. And O'Brien accuses the Cahill campaign of using the lottery's budget, or state money, to pay for the ads. He says the 2010 ad campaign was the largest in lottery history, with 7,000 television and radio commercials that sounded like this.
Massachusetts is home to the most successful state lottery in America. Since 2003, the lottery has given back over $7.3 billion to communities throughout the state. That's over $7.3 billion for everything from improving roads and schools to hiring police officers and firefighters. That's the result of a consistently well-managed lottery. And luck has nothing to do with it.
In his opening statements, Cahill's attorney, Brad Bailey, told jurors to keep an open mind. Our client had to wear two hats, he said, those of Treasurer Cahill and Candidate Cahill. Although a computer malfunction prevented Bailey from playing an ad in court, he said the ads never portrayed Cahill and never mentioned his name or the treasurer's office. Bailey told jurors to remember this question. Is there any proof our client was doing something he was not supposed to be doing as treasurer? Bailey says Cahill ran the ads in response to negative commercials about the lottery that were being paid for by the Republican Governors Association. Ads like this one.
911, what's your emergency?
Politics as usual, up at the State House.
Do you have the name of the perpetrator?
Tim Cahill. He's the state treasurer.
Okay, ma'am, I can't help you unless you calm down and tell me what happened.
Tim Cahill turned out to be just another Beacon Hill politician. Tim Cahill's reckless with our money. He bought a whole new fleet of cars down at the lottery.
Guys like him make my blood boil.
Bailey says it was Cahill's duty as treasurer to defend the lottery, even if that meant raising inevitable questions about the ads and a possible connection to his gubernatorial campaign. Testimony during this trial is expected to focus on emails and phone calls among the Cahill campaign, the state lottery, the treasurer's office, and the advertising firm Hill Holliday. But Bailey told jurors they'll also hear from the only person who knows exactly why those ads ran, Cahill himself, when the former treasurer takes the stand. The trial is expected to continue for at least 4 weeks. If convicted, Cahill faces up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.